Right now, it's time for the Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me Bluff the Listener game. Call 1-888-WAIT-WAIT to play our game in the air. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi, my name is Rich Chilla, and I'm from Plymouth, Michigan.
How are things in Plymouth?
Very good.
What do you do there?
I work for the University of Michigan.
And what do you do for them?
I am the Associate Director of Technology Transfer. What we're responsible for doing is taking research done at the university and looking for commercial partners for it.
Really? So like, give me an example of the kind of things the university might come up with.
We had one professor that has developed a method of exorcising fruit flies.
Wait a minute. Exorcising or exorcising?
Yeah. When you say exorcising, are you trying to banish them from the possessed or give them a little workout?
No, make them buff.
Make them buff.
Yeah.
I have to ask, what is the point of exercising a fruit fly?
Apparently, it's important when you are raising them for genetic testing.
I understand. You want to make sure they're healthy. Well, Rich, nice to have you with us. You're going to play the game in which you must try to tell truth from fiction. Gene, what is Rich's topic?
Get out of debt fast.
We've all seen the ads from shady companies offering to help us relieve our debt. This week, though, we read about someone who went out on their own and came up with a creative scheme to solve that monetary problem. Our panelists are going to tell you three stories about unique solutions to a credit crisis. Choose the true story. You'll win Carl Castle's voice on your home answering machine. Ready to play?
Sure am.
First, let's hear from Charlie Pierce.
The administration at Hartfield College in Skaneateles, New York, found itself saddled with a $500,000 debt due to an unsuccessful four-year experiment at running a varsity football program. To retire the debt, the school applied to the New York Racing Authority and was granted permission to create three off-track betting parlors on campus, one in the Union, one in the athletic complex, and one just down the hall from the bursar's office. The college will get a 15% rake-off on all the bets, money specifically earmarked to retire the football debt. Upon announcement of the plan, the college's statistics classes were immediately oversubscribed, and the statistics professors were required to sign affidavits testifying that anything they taught in their course about probability would be, quote, for entertainment purposes only.
Mm-hmm. Off-track betting, a scheme by a college in New York to retire their debt. Your next story of creative debt relief comes from Roxanne Roberts.
Brazilian supermodel Ariana Barmazzi has a huge debt, $1 million in unpaid taxes, and one fabulous asset, the best butt in the business. 2 months ago, her longtime boyfriend and manager disappeared along with almost $7 million of her earnings and left her a huge stack of bills. What's an enterprising girl to do? At a press conference in Rio last week, Barmazzi, a Victoria's Secret and Sports Illustrated swimsuit model, announced she would auction off a 2x2 tattoo on her derriere. Bidding starts at $2 million for the logo or motto of the winner's choice. Quote, I like to think it will be the most famous billboard in Brazil, she told reporters. The stunt has created huge buzz, but no bids yet. When asked his reaction, Brazilian Finance Minister Rodolfo Sensi quipped, I don't know if she will succeed, but I admire her cheek.
A model auctioning off some real estate, if you will. Your last story of a way out of debt comes from Roy Blunt, Jr.
Cut government spending? Nah. Raise taxes? Hell no. These dark days call for creative economics. Thank God Missouri's dire budget crisis has not clouded the mind of state lawmaker Mark Parkinson. He has introduced a bill co-sponsored by the heads of the state budget and tax committees that calls for $2 to be deducted from Missouri Governor Jay Nixon's paycheck every month. I know what you're going to say. $2 a month won't make a big dent in Missouri's budget woes. But here's the cool part. The monthly $2 will be invested in the lottery. Every month, Missouri will have $2 riding on Powerball. Gloom and doomers object. The odds of a ticket winning the lottery are 195,249,054 to 1. What these droopy drawers don't factor in is that the odds of the governor's scratch-off fund would be 195,249,054 to 12 every year, maybe, unless there's a drawing every month. But anyway, what would you have Missouri do except crypto-Maoist handouts from Washington? Missouri, thank you very much, will solve its own problems.
All right, then, let's review your choices. Is your story of someone trying to get out from under a debt from Charlie Pierce, a college in upstate New York, trying off-track betting on campus to help them retire their debt. From Roxanne Roberts, a Brazilian model auctioning off a chance to have you, excuse me, from Roxanne Roberts, a Brazilian model auctioning off a chance to have your logo on her butt. Or from Roy Blunt Jr., the state of Missouri, trying to retire their debt by winning the Powerball. Which of these is the real story in the week's news?
I'm going to have to go with B.
You're going to go with B, Roxanne's story of the Brazilian model getting into debt?
It sounds just ridiculous enough, yes.
Just ridiculous enough. Not too ridiculous, just ridiculous enough. So that's your choice.
Yes.
Well, we actually spoke to the person, we're so pleased, who came up with this idea.
The governor or his designee must take a dollar out of that fund once a week and buy a Powerball lottery ticket on behalf of the citizens of Missouri.
There you are. That was State Representative Mark Parkinson of Missouri's 16th District talking about his plan to have the state every week, it turns out, officially buy a Powerball ticket. I'm so sorry, as you now know. Roy had the real story, but you didn't earn a point for Roxanne, which I know she loves more than life itself. Thanks so much for playing.
Thank you very much.
Bye-bye.